It was the Senate's first hearing on the bill, but most of the senators have already made up their minds. For Republican Senator James Inhofe, the climate bill is a jobs killer and it costs too much.
Between $300 and $400 billion a year, that's something the American people can't tolerate, and I don't believe they will.
That $300 to $400 billion is revenue from a cap and trade plan that would be invested in renewable energy such as wind and solar and go to taxpayers to help with the higher costs of fossil fuels. Democrat John Kerry took issue with Senator Inhofe's characterization of the bill.
We need to move forward to deal with climate change, and in doing so, Senator Inhofe, we will actually improve every sector of our energy economy.
Kerry says that will mean energy independence and millions of new jobs. The Senate climate bill makes a lot of compromises to win votes, but it's not clear they'll actually sway any of the senators. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.